Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Tuesday, the 7th of August, 2012. This is my audio blog. Thank you very much to McColgan for trying to clarify for me again why he thinks. His reasoning as to why he thinks he takes better photographs with his DSLR than with his iPhone 4S. And apologies to everybody, including Mac, who thinks I'm completely stupid because Mac keeps having to make the same points again and again. So let me just put that to rest. I completely understand the mechanics of using the camera and the point that Mac is making about that, about how with a DSLR you use it differently, you hold it differently, and you interact with it differently than you would with an iPhone 4S. I completely understand that, and I completely agree. I think that's absolutely a perfectly valid point. So apologies if you think I've misunderstood that and it needed restating. I absolutely agree. I absolutely understand that, you know, a DSLR, you hold it up to your face. You can get, you know, you can hold, that means you can hold it very steadily. You can really get completely focused on the, you know, yourself. You can get completely focused on the picture you're taking. You can see all the detail. You've got, you've got that focus. So just leaving aside the technical elements of the cameras themselves, I understand completely that just the different way you're holding it. With an iPhone, you can't hold it to your face. You have to hold it at arm's length or put it on a tripod. And if you're holding it at arm's length, yes, you are going to get some shake, especially if you press the camera button, the shutter button on the screen, or because you're... Yeah, there's... I completely understand, I completely agree, the mechanics are different. The bit that I wanted to offer up as a comment was not at all about that. The point I'm trying to make is about the quality, the technical, optical quality of the cameras themselves, and that's the bit where I felt Mac's comments were a little bit unclear, because Mac seemed to be suggesting, that was my interpretation, he seemed to be suggesting that from a technical standpoint, the iPhone 4S was of equal quality or even superior quality to his DSLR, and he seemed to be justifying that on the megapixel count, so that the iPhone 4S has got 8 megapixels and the Nikon D50, I think he said he's got, has 4 point something or 5 point something megapixels. So the point I was trying to make, or the element I was trying to expand upon, was the actual that technical quality. So if, you know, if for instance you put your Nikon camera in front of a landscape and put it on a tripod and use an external shutter triggering device, you know, you could take a perfectly framed photograph of a landscape that isn't moving. You could then remove your Nikon and put your iPhone in the same place, framed exactly the same way, in front of the same scene. Again, you could use your headphone jack to trigger the photograph so that you weren't in any danger of shaking the camera as you take the picture. So take away all of the mechanical elements to whether you're holding it on your face or at arm's length. Or put it in a tripod, trigger it remotely. If you did that with your iPhone 4S, it's my contention that you would still have a higher quality picture from the Canon, from the DSLR. It's a Nikon, isn't it? A DSLR. And you know, despite the fact that the iPhone 4S has got more megapixels, and the reason why I think you'd still have a technically, you know, the optical quality is going to be better on your DSLR is because you've got a bigger sensor. So therefore, it can capture more photons. And if it's capturing more photons, you're going to get less noise. You've got bigger optics, So again, that allows you to capture more photons and control them better. And if you've got really good lens on there, you're going to get better detail in, say, the corners of the picture, the corners of the frame. You're going to get better detail than you would with a camera phone sensor. So yeah, while the iPhone 4S camera sensor is, the camera and the optics and all that stuff are best of breed in the camera phone market. Technically, the Nikon's going to be superior, I think. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's about the technical quality of the optics and the digital elements. And what that means for you for taking your photographs. Do not be. It's easy for us to be sucked in by the statistics of things like how many megapixels has it got, and assuming that an 8 megapixel camera is always going to be better than a 5 megapixel camera. Hopefully that clarifies what I'm trying to say. Hopefully. Anyway, been a very interesting subject. Thank you very much for raising this, Mac. And thanks everyone for listening. Toodle-boo.